Welcome to Good Deed. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is someone that we've talked to from St. Petersburg Press. Well, she has many hats, and welcome, Amy Cianci, to talk about the Lellman Exchange Community Center and some of the incredible news with Duke Energy.
Hi, Nanette. Great to be talking to you. Yes, we are very excited. The St. Petersburg Foundation runs the Lellman Exchange Community Center in a public-private partnership with Pinellas County. And with our role in Lellman, the Lellman community, we are a member of the Lellman Engagement Committee, which runs and plans and manages all of the community events that happen in Lellman. And this started now just over 3 years ago with the Christmas tree lighting. We have three flagship events every year now. We have the Christmas tree lighting in December. We have the Honey and Arts Festival in February. And we have a 4th of July event with fireworks. And we're very, very excited about all that. Now, this year, we added a new event to the docket. We added a fall festival, which was just this past weekend, because the park that we use, Rainier Park, was under construction. So we weren't able to do our fireworks at 4th of July, so we swapped out 4th of July for the Fall Festival, and it was a great success. We are very excited to announce a new partnership with Duke Energy, who is supporting our efforts in the Lellman community with a transformational grant of $500,000 over the next 10 years to support all of our efforts in the Lellman community to provide family-friendly programming and celebration of us being a strong, proud community. So we're very grateful and thankful. Not only is this a wonderful grant, but it is the beginning of a new partnership where Duke Energy will, will take a very welcome role in helping us plan these events. They'll also be participants in the events. So it's very exciting, and we're really looking forward to this partnership.
Tell me a little bit about the Lellman community. It has changed so much over the years. It's a community that celebrates diversity, and it also has a fabulous Sunday farmers market. I believe it is Sunday, November 2nd, the first Sunday of every month.
That is correct. We started the farmers market here at the Lellman Exchange Community Center as a service to the Lellman community. As many people know, if you've spent any time in the Lellman community, it is considered a food desert. It is very difficult to get to healthy food options for those who may or may not have a car or maybe ride their bicycle and can't go very far from the core of the Lellman community. So the idea was to bring that healthy food to Lellman. So we started the farmers market last season, and we've just kicked it back off with our October event, and now this coming weekend will be our November market. It is the first Sunday of every month.
Amy, tell me some of the things that you see when you go to the market. I know that Wendy Wesley, who does St. Pete Eats, has had talked to us about this, but tell us what we see this fall as we're going into the growing season.
Well, this year we're doing a little bit more programming in cooperation with the farmers market. So every market will not only have vendors who will, have healthy fruits and vegetables, but there'll be beekeepers with their local honey. We have a cheesemonger. We have baked goods. We have homemade foods, homemade spice blends, all kinds of wonderful vendors. We have about 45 vendors who come every Sunday that we have the event. But we're also doing tandem programming here at the community center. So with every farmer's market, there's something exciting going on. Last farmer's market, yes, we had Wendy Wesley doing a live teaching demo where she purchased healthy foods from the market, and then we watched her prep them into a healthy meal right in front of our eyes. She had people participating from the event who, jumped in there and helped her chop vegetables and everything. It was very cool. And so we'll continue to do those tandem events for the rest of the market season.
I mean, I actually went to a couple. One of them had, I think, cardio drumming classes.
Yes.
And then go ahead.
We're going to have a cardio drumming demo. So if you've never done cardio drumming, we'll have that demoed. And it's such a fun class. We have that Tuesdays and Thursdays here at the community center.
I think you're also going to have the Florida Blood Bank there, right?
The blood bank is now bringing us the One Blood bus. That'll be for most of the season. So yes, this weekend, if you want to donate blood, that'll be here at the Farmers Market at the Community Center as well.
I think that Lehman is, you know, I know that when I worked for the county years ago, there, you know, the county has always tried to support, as has the, you know, St. Petersburg Foundation, the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. It's really turned it into a more livable community with all of the opportunities. A 77,000 square foot campus, right? It offers classrooms and offices and even a multi-use gymnasium. Isn't that right?
That is right. We are very proud to have this beautiful facility right here in the heart of Lehman. You know, Pinellas County has made a significant investment in the community over the last several years, having designated as a community redevelopment area. And the St. Petersburg Foundation is just thrilled to be taking a leadership role in that alongside them. I personally live in Lehman. I've lived in Lehman 23 years, so I've kind of been front row for some of the much-needed updates and developments that are happening in the community. And it's just, it's wonderful to see, you know, my neighbors sort of enjoying this kind of reawakening and participating in all these wonderful events.
Is there, am I correct in saying that there's a Buddhist worship center there or a temple there?
There is, yes, off of 46 over near the park entrance.
Do you know what the history of that is and how it got there? And I've been there and it's beautiful and just very serene and just very spiritual.
It is lovely, and unfortunately, I don't know a lot about the history of that. I remember as a resident watching them develop it from you know, one little sliver of land into more and more property over there. There's also you know, a Catholic church, there's a Methodist church. There's all kinds of great worship centers here in Lehman. There's a couple of very old churches who've been in Pinellas County a long time. So there, like, as you said, there's just so much embedded diversity, here in this community. And as we grow and develop, we become even more diverse and more dynamic.
Folks, if you've just tuned into Good Deeds, I'm talking to one of our favorite Radio St. Pete contributors, the publisher of, St. Petersburg Press, working also with so many different events during the year. And the big news is that Duke Energy, and she's just shared this with us, has given $500,000 to the Lehman Engagement Committee to officially support this unincorporated Pinellas community. So I'm going to have all the links, Amy, up on the website for the Christmas tree lighting and for the Sunday market and for future celebrations, 4th of July and Honey and Arts. Amy, any other news you want to share with us before we sign off today?
Oh, I'm so grateful for everybody who's contributed to the Lehman community, everybody who's donated time and energy and effort with the Lehman Engagement Committee. We can't, you know, we don't do this alone. It's a great big team of volunteers that are just passionate to do great stuff for this community. And many of the people on the committee don't live in Lehman, but they give their time and energy to this community because they really believe in it. And so I just want to give everybody on the engagement committee a huge shout out and you know, my love and gratefulness for what they do.
Thank you so much, folks. We'll see you at the Lehman Farmers Market, which is part of this whole incredible development that is going on and exciting innovations on Sunday, this Sunday, November 1st, 2nd, excuse me, folks, November 2nd at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every first Sunday. Amy, thank you so much for coming on Radio St. Pete.
Thanks, Annette. I really appreciate it.